to share our joy that he was part of our circle and made all of our lives brighter. Every day that we knew it, he was always a surprise. You could always count on Fritz for a different angle on everything. You were not always guaranteed to even like the angle. And I hope that we'll have some tears and some laughter that we can share, because all of us here carry part of Fritz. He carries part of us with him. And we need to heal and be stronger and move forward and make it so that Fritz's presence here was a positive one. And each of us faces the journey that Fritz has just taken. And each of us can face it with light and without fear, knowing that we're part of a net of life that goes on. And what's meaningful about Fritz's life is what we'll share here tonight. I live in Hawaii, and I've been privileged to get to know a number of traditional Hawaiian healers and leaders. They have an amazing tradition there. They have so many, and they taught me one. It's called a bowl of light, and we're going to do it briefly here tonight. Annually, a Hawaiian village, all of its members, all of its household representatives would come together, and each would bring a small stone with them. And they would drop the stone into a large basket or a bowl in the center of the village, and there'd be a festival and singing and talking where everyone would share what their ideas were, their problems were, their issues were, and there'd be a group healing to make everything sacred. And there's a chant, which I can't reproduce, but that involves when you drop a stone into the bowl, you leave the past behind, you leave all darkness behind. And through the time that we're together, we fill the bowl with light so that when we're done, we can all gather around the bowl of light and see that all the darkness is gone. And then one person from among us takes all of the stones and releases them into the ocean.